Bezrez Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samaches in Meseches Yuma. It is the 531st daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up where we had left off 10 lines from the bottom with a new Mishnah that will discuss what the Kohen Gadol does after the Seira Mishtalech was sent La'azazel, that will entail taking out the intestines for the par in the Seira HaNisrafim, and then being makdir them on the Mizbeach. The Gemara will discuss on the bottom of Samach Hussain and Mabez the process of the Haktorah. The Gemara then on the top of Samach Hussain and will continue with that, then analyze another part of the Mishnah on Samach Hussain and Mabez, which discusses that the Emurim were taken out to the Beis HaSreifa, and the person that takes it out of the to the Beis HaSreifa, his begotten become Tamei, either when he leaves the Azara according to the Tanakhama, or when it is set on fire. The Emurim are set on fire. The Gemara will analyze the source for this halacha, that according to the Tanakhama, the Begadim become Tamei immediately after he leaves the Azara, and that will bring the Gemara to discuss the Shalosh Machanos that were in the Midbar and were in the Migdash, and that is the Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, Machne Yisrael, and we'll discuss those Shalosh Machnos in regards to these halachos of the Sreifas Hapara. The Gemara will continue with that topic onto Samach Ches Amud Beis, all the way to the next Mishnah. That next Mishnah will conclude our Perek, and that is discussing how the Kohen Gadol knew that the Seira Mishtalech was already sent to the Midbar, and the miraculous and joyous expression of kapara expressed by the thread that was red turning into white. We will Bezer Hashem conclude the sixth parak, parak Shnei Seiri, with, and then begin the new parak of parak Balo Kohen Gadol, with the Mincha period of the Avod of Yom HaKippurim, with the Kohen Gadol reading from Parshas Achrei Mos, and the Haftorah of Mincha as well, and the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol during that period of time. That will conclude the daf as we begin Perek Balo Kohen Gadol. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up with the other Balo, and that's on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Balo Eitzel Par V'Seir HaNisrafim. After the Seir Mishtalech is sent La'azazel, the Kohen Gadol would approach the par and the seir that were burnt, current, they would open the insides, v'hotzias emiru, and take out the intestines. Nusnan b'megis, he would put it on a dish, v'hotzian l'beis hasreifa, and then the intestines were taken outside to an area that they would be burnt outside Yerushalayim. The Mishnah continues by informing us that the Torah told us, v'hasreif oisam yichabes begodav, that the one who burns these intestines, he becomes tamei, and his clothing, particularly, it's manifest in his clothing requiring tefillah. They need immersion. When do his clothing, the one who burns, they murim become tamei? When he goes outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or beruban, when the fire has burnt most of the murim. The Gemara points out that the order as presented in our Mishnah can be slightly misleading. We learned, points out the Gemara, that the Kohen Gadol took out the Emurim, he put it on the plate, the Magis, and then it was offered on the Mizbeach. Points out the Gemara, V'ktiran Salkedaitach, are you going to say it's brought up on the Mizbeach immediately? We're going to see that the time in which the Emurim are offered on the Mizbeach is only when the Kohen Gadol brings the Karbanos Musafim, which is quite a bit later. That's what Rashi explains about 6 or 7 lines from the bottom. Continues the Gemara, Ela'ema lahaktir et al-gami Mizbeach, that they're going to bring it up on the Mizbeach later on at the time of the Musafim, but not immediately. Not v'hiktiran, but rather, should explain v'hiktiran, not immediately, but in the future. Klod b'maklos, they would have 4 people, Rashi explains in our Mishnah,
that would hold staves, poles that had the animal wrapped on it, and the two animals, the par and the seir, were almost woven together. Rabbi Yochanan kimin klia. Even though the word maklos refers to the poles, however, as we mentioned from Rashi, they were woven together. The two animals were stuck together as if they were woven and then placed on these poles. Tana, we learned, lo hayu menaschin nisuach nituach basar. They would not cut up the animals like nituach basar of an oila, ella or agabe basar. Rather, they would leave the hides on top of the meat. When it comes to a carbon oila, so there the Torah Kedosha says vehevshet, that it's supposed to be skinned. However, here it's not that way. Minani mili, how do we know this? Continues the Gemara. Two lines on the bottom. Samach simai enam bei. The sign we learned in Brisa. Rebbe Yoimer nemar kan ar ubasar uferesh v'nemar lahalon ar ubasar uferesh. Ma lahalon al yedei nituach. Lahalon means the par kohen hamashiach, just like the special par of a kohen gadol who did it avera. The Torah Kedosha tells us ve'es hapar. That the limbs are cut up, and it's not skinned, continues the Gemara on the top of Samaches Amid Aleph. So too, when it comes to the Seir Shal Yom HaKippurim, it's not supposed to be skinned. So just like there's a similar avoda when it comes to the par of the Seir Yom HaKippurim, that it says v'sarfu ve'esha soy rasam es b'saram es pirsham, that's similar to the par kohen mashiach as well, where we know, says the Gemara, that it's not supposed to go through the process of hefshet, unlike an ola. Asks the Gemara, and where do we know that the par kohen mashiach has that process? V'hasam in olan, how do we know that it's not supposed to have hefshet? Desanya, we learned in a brisa v'kir boyu firsho, the pasuk in regards to the par kohen mashiach says both the insides and its waist. V'kirbo firsho v'hotzi melamed shemotzio shalem. It's telling us v'kirbo firsho that you're supposed to take everything out whole. In other words, not even to remove its hide. Yachli yisrafenu shalem. I might think that if it's taken out shalem, that it should even be burnt entirely as one piece and not cut up. Nemer kan roisho yukrov nemer lahalon. Rosh ukra'im malahalon al yidei nituach. It's like when it comes to the par mashiach, it's cut up. Afkan al yidei nituach. So now the Gemara also learned that it's supposed to be cut up, the par in the seir of Yom HaKippurim, just like the par mashiach. Says the Gemara, im malahalon al yidei hefshet. Says the Gemara, wait a second. But when it comes to the ola, then it's done al yidei hefshet. Now, previously, even though we learned from Par Kohen HaMashiach, I might have misspoken a moment ago, this pasuk of Rosho Ukrav is mentioned by the Karbon Ola. So all of a sudden, now we're going to the Karbon Ola to learn that's supposed to be Al Yedei Nituach. If that's so then we're learning from the Karbon Ola that's supposed to be cut up. Why don't we go a step further and learn from the Karbon Ola also that it requires Hefshet? Ima Lahalon Al Yedei Hefshet, Afkan Al Yedei Hefshet. So to the by the power and the seer of Yom HaKippurim, Tamalomar Vikirbo Firsho. Now that's why it says Vikirbo Firsho, that it's supposed to be done as one unit, including its hide. My Talmuda, what exactly is the pasuk teaching us? Amarav Papa Geshem Shapirsho Bikirbo, just like the waist is inside, Kach Bisaro Ba'oro, so too the animal is not supposed to be skinned, and the meat is supposed to be inside the hide. So just to summarize what we had just done, we started learning out from the Par Kohen HaMashiach, that just like the Par Kohen HaMashiach, it says, Aru Basar Peresh, and there, the halacha is that it's not skinned, so too in regards to the Par and the Seer of Yom HaKippurim. Then the Gemara asks, but how do we know that the animal, when it's burnt, the Par and the Seer of Yom HaKippurim is burnt in pieces and not whole? There the Gemara ironically goes to Karbon Ola. We didn't emphasize that before, but the Torah goes to Karbon Ola where it says Roshu Kroim, and we learn now from Karban Ola that it's supposed to be burned binituach. Then the Gemara asks, if we've gone to Karban Ola, so why don't we learn that it's supposed to be skinned like a Karban Ola? And there we say, because the Torah Kedosha says, V'kirbo Pirsho, and Pirsho there means that the waste is supposed to still be inside of the animal. So too, when it comes to the or, the basar is supposed to be inside of it. We learned in our Mishnah, Me'emasai Metamin Bigodim.
When does the person who takes out the
Behema l'sreifa, when do his become tame? We had two opinions in our Mishnah. Either when he leaves the Chomas HaZara, or when the majority of the meat was actually burned, of the animal was actually burned. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Yoitzi el michutz ha-machane v'sarfo. Torah Kedoshah describes that you take it outside the machane and it's burned. Lehalon, when it comes to the par of the Averos of Klal Yisrael, or the Aver of the Par Kohen HaMashiach, not on Yom HaKippurim, but in the case of Ne'elam Mikol HaEda, they didn't realize that they did an Avera, or the Kohen Mashiach realizes that, the Kohen Gadol realizes that, so then the Halachi is, Atan Oislam Shalish Machnas, you say that the Par is supposed to be taken out of the three Machanos. This is an important klal. The three Machanos are the Machane Shechina, the Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael. The Machane Shechina goes up until the Azara, then begins the Machane Leviyah, which goes from the Azara to the end of the Har HaBayis. And then there is the Machane Yisrael, which is the area of Yerushalayim. The parallel, of course, was during the time of the Mishkan, the Machane Shechina, then the Machane Leviyah on the perimeter of the Heichal, and then the Machane Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael was encamped. Different kachin could be brought into different areas. The Torah expressly states, when it comes to the Parakon Mashiach and the Paro'edah, so there the halacha is that it has to be taken out from the three machnos. Now the Gemara asks, Atenosalem shalosh machnos, v'kan atenosalem machna achas, and over here, when it comes to the par, Seir Yomak and the Seir Yom HaKippurim, on Yom HaKippurim, they're only taken out of one machne? Here the Torah had said, Yotzi el michutz l'machne, im kain. Now that's very, very difficult to understand. Of course, when you take it out to be burnt, it has to go out of all three machnes. Im kain, lama nemer michutz l'machne? Why did it say dafke michutz l'machne? Lomar l'cha. It must be telling you, kivan shiyatza chutz l'machne achas, once the kain has left even one machne, that's not where it's burnt, but rather mitamin begodim. That's the source to tell us that once it has left the azara, it's already mitamin begodim. V'hasa minolan, asks the Gemara. And over there, where do we know that there's a requirement to take it out of all three machanos before it's burnt? The sanyu. V'hotzi is kol ha-par. Says that you're supposed to take out the par. Chutz l'sholosh machanos. We have a tradition that that means outside of three machanos. Ata omer chutz l'sholosh machanos o'enu ala chutz l'machana achas. Maybe it doesn't mean all three machnas. What was the lashon of the Torah? Vaitzias apar, over here we need to add el michutz lamachane. Vaitzias kol apar el michutz lamachane. Kishuay mir paraid el michutz lamachane she'ein talmud lomar. When the pasuk says el michutz lamachane, it doesn't teach us everything. That is not she'ein. It's not the entire Mikor.
It says that you're supposed to burn the paro'edah like the parharishon of the parkoin of Mashiach that was mentioned previously in the pasuk in Vayikra Dalet.
Then why does it say el mechutz l'machane? You would think only machane shechina, because we have already learned kasher sarv is a parishon that means outside of three machanos. So why does it say el mechutz l'machane when it comes to the par ho'edah? Litin lo machane shnia, to tell the kohen himself that he's supposed to go out to the machane shnia. Ukusha omer mechutz l'machane, and when the Torah says Ufashat es begodav velovash begod macherim vahoytzi es hadeshen el michutz lamachane badeshen. When it comes to the hotzas hadeshen, she'ain't al melomer, it cannot mean
just outside of the first machane, because we already learned that it's not only one machane that you take out from all three machnos. So it's not teaching us that
then what is it coming to teach us? Sharei kvar nemar. It can't be telling us just one machne, because when it comes to the deshen, we learned that when you take out, and where you take out the deshen, becomes the source for where you burn the par. Sharei kvar nemar, the pasuk says, when you take out the par korn mashiach el shef echad deshen, you take it all the way out of the three machnos. Ten lo machne shlishith. So therefore, when it says, vahotzi oso michutz machne, and vesaref oso, and it says that's by the Shefech Hadeshen, that's clearly outside of the Machane Shlishis. Rabbi Shimon, Hai Michutz L'Machane my Avidle. According to Rabbi Shimon, then why does the Torah say Michutz L'Machane? According to Rabbi Shimon, we learned in our Mishnah that the fellow becomes Tamei B'Begadim only when the fire has burnt the majority of the meat of the animal of the par and seir of Yom HaKippurim. So then why does the Torah tell us to take it out of Michutz HaMachaneh? There is no requirement of Michutz HaMachaneh in terms of the Kohen becoming Tamei. And we pointed out that Lechura, the whole Pasuk is superfluous, Yotzi El Michutz HaMachaneh, because the simple reading of the Pasuk is that the animal is removed only to the first Machaneh. That's what we started out with in the Gemara, and we said we know for sure that that's not so, because when it comes to the par korn and Mashiach and the par ha'eda, then the halacha is that's taking out all three machna. So what's Yotzi el Mechutz HaMachana doing? We learned previously that it's coming to tell us that the fellow who's taking it out is metamin begadim already out of the first machna. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not true. Rabbi Shimon, hi Mechutz HaMachana mei avid lei. And just the Gemara, mi boy lechidis sanya, we need it to teach us the following halacha. Rabbi Lezer, oimer nemer kan michutz machane, mer halam chutz machane, just like when it says, michutz machane in Bamidbar Yutes. By the paraduma, the paraduma is supposed to be taken out michutz machane. We learn the following, ma kan chutz l'sholosh machanes, just like over here, it's to take out from the three machanos, af lahalon chutz l'gimel machanos, u'ma lahalon b'mizracha shu Yerushalayim, and just like by the paraduma, it's taken out to the east of Yerushalayim, af kan b'mizracha shu Yerushalayim. So too, the par, the seer Yom HaKippurim, are taken out to the east of Yerushalayim. However, according to the Rabbanan, who say that we use a pasuk of Yotzi el Michutz HaMachana to tell us that the one who takes out the par becomes Tamei and he leaves the Azara. So then they don't have this pasuk open for the Gzeira Shava Parah Aduma. Rabbanan Hechi Saruf Luhu. According to Rabbanan, who don't learn out from the Parah Aduma, according to them, which direction do you take it out to burn it? Kiddusanya. The Gemara answers from the following braisa. Heichan nisrafin. To the Chachamim, there is a different direction that the carbon is supposed to be burnt. Continues the Gemara in Tapas HaMeches HaMebez, Letzvona Shel Yerushalayim, the north of Yerushalayim. Rashi explains the rationale for that would be, if there's no pasuk, that all Maisechatas is done in the north. V'chutz L'Sholosh Machnos. And also outside of three machnas, as we learned earlier, Rabbi Yossi Omer, a base hadeshen nisrafim. It's brought to the area of the base hadeshen, where the deshen from the mizbeach is brought outside of Yerushalayim, and there needs to be deshen there to be able, as Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Yossi, in order to be able to burn the para appropriately. Amar Rava, man tana de poligalel de Rabbi Yossi. Who is the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi on this matter of burning the par on top of the deshen? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Sanya, as we learned, Braisa el shefach hadeshen yisareif shiyehe l'sham deshen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar shiyehe mikomo mishufach. It should be slanted and prepared for the deshen to be poured over there. In other words, the area should be ra'ui for deshen, but it doesn't need mamish deshen. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees that there needs to be deshen over there, but the argument is whether there needs to be a slope. But maybe even he agrees that you need deshen there as well. So Abaye, it doesn't accept Rava's suggestion of who the Baal Pluksa of Rabbi Yossi is. We put a period over here, Tanur Rabbanan. Va'asoyref. The Torah says beferish that the seiref is the one who's going to be metame begodim. Has seiref metame begodim. V'loy himtzis es ha'or, and not someone who simply lights the fire. V'lo ha'mesader es ha'marocha, only the one who actually does the burning. Ve'zeu ha'seiref, ze'a mesayeh b'shas reifa, the one who helps out during the actual burning itself. Rashi points out, of course, we're going within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says that the one who becomes Tameh is the one who does the burning. Yochal af mishenasu efer metame begadim. What happens if already turns into ash? Would it also be metame begadim? Tamalomar osam. Vasoref osam. Osam metame begadim, only when it's still osam, the animals, that's metame begadim. Velo mishenasu efer metame begadim. Reb Lazar Rabbi Shimon oimer, hapar metame, the one who comes in contact with the par is metame. When it has the identity of a par, it's metame. However, nitech habasar, already when the basar is cut up, eino metame. Then it's not metame. Begodim. It's not metame begodim. My benayu, what's the difference between these two mekoros? Both of them learn that the kohen doesn't become metame after the sreifa. Answers the Gemara, Ika beinayu de shavya charucha. What happens if through the heat the meat falls apart, but it has not become efer? So according to Rebbe Lazar Bereb Shimon, once it's nita chabasar, it's not called apar, and he will not become tame if he aids and abets already after it was nita chabasar, while according to the first mekar, he will become tame. And anybody who does the burning will become tame until the par becomes efer. The Mishnah continues, Amr lo l'kayin gadol. He then informed the kayin gadol, higia si'ir l'midbar, that the si'ir reached the midbar. The Mishnah asks the obvious question, u'minayin ha'yodin shi'igia si'ir l'midbar, but how did they know that the si'ir had reached the midbar? Answers the Mishnah, dirkos hayu oisin, u'minifin besudarm, there were flags that were waved to show that the seer had arrived. People stood a distance from each other that they would still be able to see when one had been waving a flag, and that was done from the ravine all the way back to the Beis HaMikdash. The Yodin Shehigia Seir LeMidbar. And that's how they knew that the seer had reached the Midbar. Rabbi Yehuda V'lo Simin Gadol Ha'ilhem B'Yerushalayim V'ad Beis Chidudo. There was a large simin beginning from Yerushalayim to Beis Chidudo, because from there was Shlosha Milim. There was 3 mil. Beis Chidudo is the place that the Seir went. We learned that the Chashuve Yerushalayim, Holchin Mil, we learned in the Mishnah previously in Sanach Vavam Beis, they would walk a mil. Chozrin Mil. And then they would turn Yerushalayim, which would be walking a mil. Shoin Kedei Mil. And they would also wait a mil's worth of time. So the amount of time when the Chashuve Yerushalayim came back is the amount of time it took for the Mishaleach and the Seir to reach the ravine. The Yodin Shigiyah Seir the Midbar, and that's how they knew. It was that Simon. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Valoy Simon Achera Yilhem. There was another Simon. Lashin Shel Zahiris Hayakash Al Pischo Shel Hechel. There was the thread that was hanging by the entrance of the Hechel, Kishigiyah Seir the Midbar. Hayahalashon Malbin. It would turn white. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Miuchatechem. Kashonim Kashelag Yalbinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishayahu promises, if we do tshuva, will whiten our sins, even if they're crimson red. Says the Gemara at the end of Perek, Shnei Si'irei, Amar Abayi Shnei, Shma Mina, Beis Chidudo B'Midbar Kaima. That we see from our Mishnah, Beis Chidudo, which was the place of the Tzok, where they threw the Seir Lazazel, the place of the ravine, was in the Midbar. V'hokamash Malam, what was Abayi trying to bring out? The Kasav Rabbi Yehuda Shekivan Shegia, Seir LeMidbar Nasis Mitzvah. So that once the Seir is brought to the Midbar, the Mitzvah is done, and the Avoda can begin for the Kohen Gadol. Some point out that it could very well be that the Tanakhama will disagree and say that the Kohen Gadol is not supposed to do the Avoda until the animals actually sent down the ravine. Hadrich Allah Shnei Si'irei. Baruch Hashem, we are at the beginning of the 7th Perek. Zokdei the Gemishna Ba'loi Kohen Gadol Likra. It's the Kohen Gadol will come to read the Sefer Torah. from Parshas Hayom in Parshas Achrimos. Im Ratzalikros Bibigdei Bots, if he wants, he could read in linen clothing, Kore. Vim Lav, Kore Bitzdalius Lavon Mishelo. Or he could read in his own begadim, not the begadim that were designated in the Big Dave Bots that we've learned about before. Chazan HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah. The Chazan, which means a shamish of the Harabayis, Noitel Sefer Torah, he would take a Sefer Torah, Vinosno L'Rosh HaKnesses, and he would give it to the one who is in charge of the tefillah. V'Rosh HaKnesses, Nosno Sagan, and he gave it to the Sagan, Kohen Gadol, assistant Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Oimiru Mekabel, he would stand and accept it. He would read the Seder Avodah Achrei Mos, where there the Psukim describe the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, as well as for the Maftir, the Ach Ba'asar, the Halachos of Yom HaKippurim, V'golo Sefer Torah M'nicho B'cheiko, and he would wrap up the Sefer Torah and put in his lap. More than I read to you is written here. This is not all. And the description of Yom HaKippurim in Parshas Pinchas, in contrast to what we learned before of Ach Ba'asar, which appears in Parshas Emor, Koyre Alpeh, he would say over Balpeh. The Gemara will tell us why. Umevarech aleha shmona brachas. And then he would make on it eight brachas. After the Kriya, there were eight brachas that he would say. He would make a bracha of ala Taira, vala voida, vala hoda. The Gemara will bring out what these brachas are. However, Rashi also spells out what these brachas are. So we will continue on in the Mishnah with the Rashi. Ala Torah means bracha shel acharei, the bracha after began aliyah, says Rashi, of Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Emes. Rambam and Rosh disagree and say that also the bracha lefanel was made as well. The ala avoda is Ritzei Bamcha Yisrael v'tirza avoda b'dver b'secha. Al hoda is modem anachnu lach ala tov lecha lehodos. Val Mechilas Avon says in our Mishnah, Rashi says, he says, Mechol Avon Aseinu b'yom HaKippurim Hazeh, and Melech Mocha v'Saleach Lavon Aseinu. That sounds familiar because we say it in Shemona Esrei. Val HaMikdash b'fnei Atzmo, he would daven on the Mikdash, Rashi says, about the Mikdash, and he would conclude, Baruch, Baruch Shebochar b'Mikdash. Val Yisrael b'fnei Atzmon, a special bracha for Klal Yisrael. Rashi here does not tell us what the Al Yisrael is. Rashi in Sota says it's Baruch Atah Hashem HaBocher Ba'amo Yisrael. Rambam in Avodas Yom HaKippurim has a different bracha. Al Yerushalayim Bifnei Atzma, the bracha on Yerushalayim. Al Kohanim Bifnei Atzma, a bracha on the Kohanim of Baruch Atah Shebocher Bizarro Shel Aaron, as Rashi mentions over here. Baal Shara Tefillah, and all other types of Tefillah that relate to Yeshuas Yisrael, and that's going to be explained in the Gemara on Daf Ayin. Haroi Kohen Gadol Kishu Koyre, if you were standing and watching Kohen Gadol when he was reading from the Torah, Ein Haroi Par V'Sir Nisrafim, you will not be able to see the Par Nisir Nisrafim, because at the same time the Par Nisir were burnt. Haroi Par V'Sir Nisrafim, Ein Haroi Kohen Gadol Kishu Koyre, and the inverse is true as well. It was 3 mil, as we learned in the Amud Aleph, the distance from the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore you couldn't see the same time. And the two were the same, and in the sense that they were both done at the same time. Bezer Hashem, we will conclude Daf Samaches over here, and Bezer Hashem tomorrow will pick up with the Gemara 8 lines from the bottom on Samaches on the base.